That was sophomore Shai Bardeen, the force behind Lipstick Theater's stand-up show, Ha Ha Ha, which took place January 20th in Lutkin Hall. Today, we're going to take you behind the scenes of making the show, which featured 13 female and non-binary Northwestern students. After being reached out to by Lipstick Theater to host and direct the event, Shai began prepping. She sent an email via Twist, the theater lister, and as responses trickled in, she met with the students interested to float around ideas, perform, and workshop their material.
Everybody kind of came in with a specific voice, which was really awesome, but just the workshopping process was like kind of everybody giving notes and saying what they liked, what they had questions on, or if anything was unclear.
On the day of the show, Shai said that figuring out the show's tech, such as lighting and sound, as well as having a mic and mic stand to mirror an actual show, made everything come together, easing her tension.
Going into it, I was a little bit nervous. I was like, I am not the authority on stand-up and like what is funny and what isn't, but this is exciting and cool. And yeah, afterwards I just felt super excited, super proud of myself and of everybody in it, because I feel like the show went super, super well. I'm like still getting a lot of like positive feedback on it, which is super rewarding.
For many of the comedians, this was their first time performing stand-up. But for Shai, performing comedy has been an important aspect of her identity prior to arriving to Northwestern. Her journey started through a class with the Manhattan Comedy School in New York, which quickly turned into more.
I started doing open mics a little bit in Brooklyn and Manhattan when I was like 16, which was like a particular experience because I was like an underage person making jokes about being underage because like what else am I going to talk about? I have no life experience. But and then like being approached by guys afterwards, and it was just kind of like weird. But I did meet some cool people through that, you know, people who were actually not creepy and, you know, would walk me back to the subway and make sure I was safe.
Shai speaks of how comedy has historically been a cis and heterosexual dominated industry in the real world. But since stand-up comes from a place of vulnerability, it can be even more interesting when it features a variety of people, stories, and voices.
People with different experiences can have different takes on things, which I think that is where comedy comes from, is saying something that is familiar to people in a new, different way where the audience is like, oh my God, I didn't think about it like that. When you have an experience that is different from what people decide is like normal or default, so that, you know, is the white experience, the male experience, the cis experience, the straight experience.
Shai says the lineup of female and non-binary comics was important to her because she cares about accessibility to the comedic arts.
I really want to learn and figure out how comedy, particularly stand-up comedy, can intersect with performance activism and representing underrepresented voices, because I think it's such an exciting genre for that, because it is so personal and it is such a specific space that it creates in the context of live theater.
As a Northwestern student, Shai not only performs stand-up through The Setup and clubs in Chicago, but also performs long-form improv through Northwestern's Titanic team. For Shai, this show is likely only the first of many to come.
Glad that space was created, and I'm hoping to make more spaces for people. So more girls, gays, and theys in comedy, please, because they're so funny.
From WNUR News, I'm Jonka Nasura.